T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
CBS FM, Shannon in the Morning with Patty and that cool guy from Australia, Mr. Brad Blanks. Every time he watches the show, he sees different things than most people.
Australian eyes.
I guess that's kind of weird, but he is that way. So what'd you think about the Emmy Awards last night? They were certainly different.
No, it was fine. It moved quick. Jimmy Kimmel's the perfect sort of master of ceremonies to keep everything on track. Not overly hilarious, but cute moments, I guess. And something where you weren't bored. Like, you can get bored in those sort of big extravaganza shows. This one was quite tight in the fact that sort of everyone was controlled in how much they could say and, you know, in the time of their speeches and that. Now, I must say, Schitt's Creek, I got to say, that was that 72 minutes before the Emmy program got interesting because they, what, 7 in a row. So I was waiting for extra people to see, you know.
Right.
Yeah, they pretty much swept them. That's all I saw before.
Side of it, yeah.
Before I fell asleep, that's all I saw. And I thought the family was incredible and humble. They were very funny and humble.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Kimmel came out, and I was interested in how he was going to do it. I didn't know that he was going to be doing it from the Staples Center on stage, and he came out, and of course they had edit of the crowd from many Emmys previously. So there was people like Steve Carell and Ricky Gervais sitting there laughing at his supposed jokes that he was saying on stage. So that was a nice effect that made it quite weird and eerie to watch.
Well, the reaction sounded almost like overblown for some of his jokes.
That's right.
It was like they were going nuts.
But I think that added to the corniness. I think they leaned into the corniness of this whole thing that we're all sort of going through and how they created it.
They wanted you in on the joke, so that kind of precipitated the joke,
I
guess.
Kind of because you're seeing people laugh at jokes, your brain had to catch up, and especially if you'd had a few beers watching football all afternoon. That was my saga when Scott rang me at about, he rang me 10, 20 minutes into the Emmys and said, "Brad, I'm watching football. Can you watch the Emmys for me?" I went,
"Great."
Oh,
and I've never heard him stutter. He said, "Should I tell him I'm loaded or not?"
I cracked my first beer at 11:30 this morning.
Oh, goodness.
Which is funny because there was a great part in the Emmys where you saw Margot Martindale, who's won a few Emmys in her time. She's about 65 years of age. And they showed celebrities in quarantine and what they do. And she was going, "I've really got my garden blooming." And it's this beautiful garden. And then you show her swigging a bottle of wine, which was a beautiful moment. And then you saw Bryan Cranston out back doing sort of a workout thing, holding a ball, and he had his seven Emmys sitting in front of him as he was doing it.
Ready to watch.
Yeah, right. some wonderful clips, throughout the show, pre-recorded. But I would love to play a clip of when Jimmy Kimmel actually raised the audience and showed us that there was actually no one at the Staples Center and he was doing the show alone. And he had some cardboard cutouts like you'd see at Citi Field. And one of the cardboard cutouts was of Jason Bateman, but it looked very real.
"Huh, I'm out. I'm going to call the car."
It was great. It was very good.
I love him.
Bateman's so entertaining. And he replaced his cardboard cutout with a photo of himself when he was 16, a child star. And he's this pudgy, cute, puppy, fat pubescent young boy, and he put it there in the front row. Straight after him, this is like in terms of star power, Jennifer Aniston walks out on stage, and they had a really nice 1-2, Jimmy and her, and Jimmy made out he couldn't hear her because they were 60 feet apart. She then has to present an award, and Jimmy then goes, "I've got to clean your award," and he actually lights it on fire, and this is where sort of the unscripted of the show went off, because the fire, they couldn't put it out, so it was nice to see Jennifer Aniston spraying a trash can burning three times in a row, which was cool to see her under pressure. But then she leaves the set. She was banished by Jimmy Kimmel, and she turns up an hour and a half later with Courtney Cox and Lisa Kudrow. Kudrow, I should say, and here's what they talked about.
Oh, hi, Jen. Your category is coming up. I wanted to make sure you were...
Cute. That was nice.
Thank you, Brad. That was great, my friend. Excellent work. And you should have told me that you were loaded when I called you.
No, it's fine. I just got to say one more thing. In the best comedy actor, Rami Yusuf was nominated for. He was nominated for, and he lost. So what happens when you lose? That they actually send the Emmy interns in those hazmat suits to your house just in case you win. And when he lost, he filmed the hazmat suit intern waving goodbye with an Emmy and walking off his property.
Through his door.
He posted that on Twitter straight away, and it was probably the highlight of the night. This weird spaceship sort of astronaut person walking off with an Emmy after you lose.
They actually had one. They had a clip where they actually showed him training the interns, and then they tried to drive a car and all that. And they were doing wheelies in the parking lot. I mean,
it was
pretty great. All right, Brad, good job, my friend. Right. You rose to the occasion, my friend.
Yeah, you know how to sober a man up, Scott.
7:55 at CBS FM. Monday Big Show is on the air.
It happened at 1:45 in the morning, and the right lane is still closed on the southbound side of the New York State Thruway before the exit 15 merged with 287 and Route 17 in Suffern. Now, two people died in this crash. There's also a fuel spill still being cleared and just completely stop and go on the northbound side of 17 and 287 as you approach the Thruway. Get a new energy-saving ductless AC system or Trane Central AC system from Petro Home Services now for as low as $88 a month. With $0 down, call 1-888-PETRO02 or text Get Cool to 313131 today. Now on the New England Thruway, northbound at exit 17 in Largemont, a collision. The Major Deegan has a stall southbound at 230th Street and the Bronx River Parkway south at Pelham Parkway. Another crash. Traffic is sponsored by Apple News Plus. Street cleaning rules in effect. I'm Sue Aller with Shannon in the morning traffic on CBS FM.
Following a routine physical, Pastor Billy Richards.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.